recording of the podcast that I am trying to start. This is going to be more of a roundtable format. We have here my friend Denny.
Hello.
My friend Joseph.
How's it going?
My friend Carolyn.
Hello.
And my sister Jessica.
What up?
Yeah, of course she did something different. So this is not very official. I just want to kind of see how the test is. I just test out the format. But yeah, that's the start. But first question is a good one. Is why don't you feed your dog?
Okay, Matt, that's unfair. It's your dog too.
It's not my dog.
Well, I mean, let's break it down. You're living in the same house, or same apartment. Therefore, if you're living in the same kind of quarters, it's kind of
you would think, to an extent. You would say that, but on a condition of me entering this humble abode, I actually relieve myself of any duty with the dog.
That's
also
that
humble abode.
Yeah, I'm humble or abode.
Yeah.
But if I was to be arrested for malnourishment of the dog, so would you. So
would I though?
Yeah,
it's a team effort, guys.
Is it really? I feel like that's unfair. Just right off the bat, I'm automatically on the team.
Like, see, it's one thing if the dog was like, you know, within just Jessica's room. Like, say I had a fish that just stayed, that Jessica just stayed in her room, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if it were in the common area, on the other hand, then that'd be a different story.
But my point is that, like, moms, if my desire is for it to just stay in her room, like, if I were to will it to just not go anywhere except for her room, does that still make me liable for the rest of the day?
Because you just sounded like a terrible person.
I might, but it's so...
Matt, here's the thing. When you moved in,
yeah,
did you have a discussion with your roommate about what the ground rules are?
Yes.
Yeah. He said,
I am no longer liable for anything that dog is or does. You are completely responsible for walking the dog and anything that has to do with the dog.
Now, did he put that on paper?
And did Jessica agree to that?
I did agree.
Jessica did agree.
Okay. Jessica, why don't you?
For the record, my dog is very well fed. He has his wet food at night.
He won't eat all day. He won't eat filet mignon. Like, it's like, oh, his palate is too advanced for filet mignon.
It is. I mean,
wait, how often do you try to feed this thing filet mignon?
Not anymore, because it doesn't like it. It's just...
Also, it was the Caesar's dog food filet mignon,
so I don't know.
Like, not as filet mignon.
Right?
Honestly, he does, though.
Like, he does, though.
He has a serving of vegetables every day. He has his dog food. He has his dietary fiber bone. He has his...
dietary fiber.
All organic. All of his food is organic. He has... His purified water. He only drinks purified water.
Purified?
Yes, purified water.
His dog is weak. See, like, growing up, it's like... You ate some dirt. Good. Like, your system's probably better for it. It's like...
It costs for me to get adopted.
And he has his jerky. Like, his organic beef jerky.
That's like the deal breaker right there. It's like, I'm in.
Like, yeah, I know. Why don't you just adopt Joseph? Like, you might as well. You're probably going to pay less.
I don't spend that much. I am very conscious of my spending. Like, if he's going to eat carrots... I eat carrots too.
Okay. Wait. I'm gonna put it this way.
Filet mignon.
And they get a 2-in-1 deal.
I feel like your dog is like, this is, you're dictated by your dog's diet now. Like, I'm
dictating my dog, period, but not.
No, but it's like you're following, it's like, it needs to eat vegetables, so I need to eat vegetables.
I will actually.
Like, it's not a bad thing because it eats really well, but like, it's just kind of weird.
Actually, the motivation to go to Whole Foods is usually to buy his dog food. So.
That's why you go to Super King for everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. For the rest of us, like, it's just. That's
we have Super King eggs and we have organic dog food from Whole Foods.
Right, yeah.
Perfect.
So you just take what you get.
But all in all, he eats very well, and that's why he's in excellent shape. And he hikes. We hike, so he has
Maybe
the problem is he just over-exercises. Maybe he's
taking too much. No, but you're on the couch.
It's a very small. It's a very small dog, so like, it's like her steps are probably like 50 for this dog. Like, it's just, it's already having to overwork.
Listen, he has two choices. Either he stays home and whines, or he overworks himself a tiny bit on a hike.
He stays home and whines anyway.
Yeah, he does.
So might as well take him on a hike.
I feel like, again, I'm coming back to the point where it's like, I feel like your life is ruled by this dog.
It is. Like, I wake up in the morning and I have to take him for a walk. I have to give him a treat right before I go to work so I don't feel bad and guilty for leaving him all day. As I base my time I come home on when he needs another walk. I make sure that I come home before I go anywhere to make sure he gets his walk.
So is the treat more for your sake or for his sake?
The treat?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's like my guilt, but also like I just want him to be distracted.
Basically, just raising a child.
No, it is. But it's a child that won't grow up to do anything. Like a
child.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dogs give more joy than humans. They are your faithful, loyal companion.
No, I agree. If it was like, if I considered that, like,
protects the house.
Hey,
protects the house.
His bark is really mean.
I'm sure if someone busts
yeah,
that door,
it's like,
Andrew's
yeah.
just gonna gurgle it happen.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, you hear the loud bark, but then you have to look down at the dog. Like, it's just well, like, it's like, should I rob them? Oh no, it's a very small dog. It looks like it's only like 5 pounds.
Okay,
like,
he doesn't look 5 pounds. He's definitely 13 and a half, which is more than he
well,
was.
How do you know that though? Like, when
I
did
weigh
you ask
him.
Them?
It's about a 3 month old.
But when do you weigh him?
Whenever I go to our mother's house, I make sure to weigh him.
Okay, and I'm just gonna ask this because I'm curious. Like, how do you do it? Do you do it the way where you, like, you put them on the scale and you sit, have them
no,
sit?
I like
or do you
to,
hold
I
on?
Hold,
okay.
Yeah,
I just
want
to make sure because I'm like, this seems like a whole production just to see if your dog weighs 13 pounds.
Well, I have to make sure he doesn't get underweight.
You want a heavy dog, man?
Yeah.
I think that'll be annoying.
We can't have a heavy dog. We live in an apartment on the second floor.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, like, that's our...
Our
like,
other dog...
But let me hear me out. Like, we have our other dog, Cody, and like...
Cody's not heavy.
Cody's
35 pounds.
Cody's 35 pounds, but like...
I can pick up Cody.
Anyone can pick up Cody. That's not the problem.
It's like a 2 year old. Like compared to...
not, the problem isn't her weight. It's her claws and like she's heavy on the floor. And she also sheds.
Yeah, like a 2 year old.
Like, yeah, exactly like a 2 year old.
Exactly like a 2 year old. Cody, 35 pounds.
It's a fucking large 2 year old. But yeah, no. I mean, like, if you had to choose between Cody and Maynard... like any day of the week.
My dog is Maynard. Is that even a question? You're like,
but
who's your favorite
else?
Child? Like,
this is Sophie's choice here.
Huh?
This is Sophie's choice.
It's Maynard.
Like,
he's
okay.
My child.
We can't. It's okay if you make bad decisions, Jessica. Like, it's
make
okay.
Great
like,
decisions.
I mean, Cody does not obviously doesn't eat as well as Maynard. I don't think.
She's definitely not as needy.
She's definitely not as needy.
I feel
like
the ultimatum he gave Jessica was kind of like choose between your brother. And your daughter.
Yeah.
It is. It's Sophie's choice. It's that's exactly what that is.
What's Sophie's choice?
It's
for us
okay.
Non-psychology major.
No. It's a movie reference, but the Sophie's Choice is a movie with Meryl Streep where she's basically I think she's being taken to a concentration camp and the German soldier basically makes her choose between her daughter and her son.
And this is a what?
And yeah, it's messed up, and he has to, and he's just like,
neither.
If you don't know, no, because
if
she,
die.
If yeah, it's basically if you don't choose, I'm going to take them both, and so you have to choose, and she's like, I don't want to choose, and that's the whole Sophie's Choice thing. It's a decision you don't want to make, but you have to make.
You have to choose the one that'll be more angry with you, and thus more motivated to live.
Yes, that, is
so
that
you
how choose
you the choose? That one goes
you,
away, and
you
the
look,
one that you need
you
to
look
coddle.
Stubborn and angry, you should.
Okay, let's be real. If our parents. Had to choose, they would definitely choose you because they'd be like, she'll never fucking die, she'll hunt us down before she dies.
No, I guess that's true. It was like a, I mean, like, that's true. Like, she was like, she'll live out of spite,
out
like
of
an
spite.
Old, out of like, as a cat, like our cat. It's like, the angry old cats will always just outlive everyone because
yeah.
It's like it's doing it just to spite you. Like it's
yeah,
everything's it failing with the cat, but it will still live on because of its like life spirit.
Yeah, I mean, you.
I know.
Danny grew up with our cat. Our cat is 14 years old.
I don't like that
cat. But it's still alive because it's angry. Like you never hear about happy cats living to super long. It's just angry cats.
Is that like your fault though?
I don't know.
It is.
Like,
the only she doesn't like Matthew.
No, she's fine with me.
She's fine. That's not
no,
like
I,
I'm
how
fine
much
with
can
a lot
really
of things I don't like.
No, but how much can you really ask for a cat sometimes? It's just like it's okay with my existence. Like that's I mean,
how much
have
you been asking from your cat? Maybe that's the thing. You're asking a lot from your cat.
Maybe I'm asking a lot from my cat.
Maybe your expectations are too high. I think you need to reevaluate this relationship.
I don't know. Just it's just a, like, I feed the cat. That's a that's as far as that goes. Like, I sometimes pet it, and then when she doesn't want to be pet, it's like, that's it.
It sounds like a very disturbed relationship.
It's not. It's,
I feed her sometimes.
Dead birds, like, sometimes.
Yeah.
No. She doesn't just bring home dead birds. She, like, she does surgery and just takes out the heart and leaves it on our doorstep.
And leaves, like, all the organs.
Like,
right,
it's weird because it's, like, it's almost, like, mafia-esque. It's, it's like, oh, I'm going to just leave the heart or just the head or, like, just a certain organ. And it's weird because you're, like, cats will just bring the entire bird, but this one will only leave, and it's, like, I feel like this is a sign. Like, this is, like,
well,
the cat's trying to tell
me. Maybe
your
cat brings the heart.
Yeah, I'm sure
maybe
that's
the cat brings the heart to be like, you're next.
Yeah, like that's how I felt.
Kind of like the Godfather.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is like they would choose me just for that reason. I feel like you're a lot more stubborn than I am. When it comes down to it, it's like who's gonna live through the concentration camp? It's like I would like to think it would be me. But it would be Jessica.
That.
This went in a weird direction.
No, but
we were talking
I'm just,
about cats, and then we move into a concentration
camp.
Sorry,
no.
Where was the transition point?
But
from
Sophie's
there?
Choice. Sophie's choice. Okay, this is, it makes sense. But like, this is what I'm saying. Is that like, I would think I want to be the one, but Jessica's going to be the one just because she's like, she's the one who's like secretly planning to kill everybody. Like, who's
okay? All
no,
right.
No. I'm not,
hold
nothing
on.
In a bad way. I mean, this is a concentration
this
camp we're talking about.
No, man. I would kill everyone with loving kindness while I'm there.
Yeah, it's not a secret. It's not a secret.
It's not bad. It's. I mean, you're doing good for the allies during the World War II. Like, it's fine.
For the allies.
For the allies.
That's
where
this went.
But not
okay.
The Axis. I don't know. But the point is that like, yeah, you're right that you're a lot more stubborn. So it would be like, yeah, you want to.
You want to choose a child that either will live.
Yeah,
with
Cody
anger
will
and,
live. No,
yeah.
Cody will live because Cody grew up in on an Indian reservation. So
yeah.
Cody's not rage filled though, is she?
No.
No, she's just sweet.
Cody's sweet, but like someone will pick up Cody and bring Cody.
Someone would take Maynard. He's the cutest thing that ever existed.
But Cody, can Maynard live long enough for someone to find him?
People try to steal him all the time.
Who?
My groomer asks me almost every time I go how much I have to pay me to get rid of him, and I'm like,
that's not a good thing. That's not
exactly. No, that's
not. We
want
to get like
want for him, and I was like, nothing.
Okay.
He's my baby. He's priceless. As I'm paying for a $70 grooming fee.
Right. I pay like $20-something dollars for my haircut. Just gonna put
this guy.
There. And
I mean,
he gets hurt.
Gonna...
He gets groomed more than I do. Like this is how that works.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility as dogs
no,
are domesticated to take care of them.
I agree. We should take care of the dog.
Maynard does not shed, actually.
He's hypoallergenic.
And he's hypoallergenic.
Oh,
really?
So
that's why everyone comes over and they don't sneeze anymore. Because Cody is the exact opposite.
It's a dog.
he's a dog.
Cody is completely
for those
organic.
Of you that don't understand this, Maynard is a Chinese crested.
Yeah.
So those ugly purple dogs, but he has hair. So
it's a Chinese crested puff because you can't mate a bald one with a
another bald
one
because they're both ripples.
Yeah, because it just doesn't work. Something genetic. So
I think it's just repulsion.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. There's none of them like looking at each other. So and then Cody is a mutt. The sweetest dog ever, though.
Beautiful mutt.
Beautiful.
She looks like a coyote.
Yeah, a little bit. She grew up on an Indian reservation and like. See, this is the weird part is like every time I go away for a little while, they come home with another pet. Like they went off to a wedding and I got into a car accident cuz someone skipped a stop sign and then they came home with a dog. Like and they were like, "Whoa, we wanted to get a dog." And I was like, "Why didn't we talk it?" And then with Maynard, I was off at college and I come in and I'm like, why is there another dog here? Like this doesn't, like nobody tells me these things. So it's, I don't know. Who knows? I feel like I can't leave sometimes cause it's just like, they're going to come and I'm going to just, there's going to be another pet. But yeah. Wait, you don't have any animals, right? Joseph?
I don't have any animals. Well, I mean, I guess I have a fish right now. I have a betta fish. My family has never been one for animals. The most we probably ever had was a hamster, and apart from that, we have not been that big of an animal family.
Same
yeah, you're
same with my family. The most we've had as a pet is just hamsters. those die pretty fast.
They really do.
Yeah, they're not supposed to live long, I don't think. I mean, it sounds bad, but it's like that's just the life cycle of a rodent. But
wow, you don't call my hamster dead.
Yeah, the hamster's dead. And no, we had mice. I like maybe I have a bias. Like we had mice, and I got bit by a mouse, and it just
and it got infected. No, this is hold on. This is a great story. So we received the mice as presents because you know people give each other mice as presents because someone else's snake wouldn't eat them. So we decided.
That's flag one.
So you know,
the mouse
we get
was named Gary, and then there was another one.
It was a girl. Two. Obviously, forgot the girl's name, but so did I. So whatever. So we didn't know at the time that it was a boy and girl until there was little mouse babies.
I don't remember that. And I mean, given my it's clouded by that one of
so my mom, you know, in her infinite wisdom, decided to put the mice in the garage because why, where else would you put the mice? Yeah, so we had like their cage and they were in the garage. And Matthew, before a soccer game, what, you were like 8 probably?
No, I think I was maybe 9. Like, yeah, I don't so want to say that nine. I was too much older or else it just starts looking ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, we'll just
listen to what he
nine.
Did. So the papa mouse was really protective of the baby mouse, and we kept telling Matthew, like, please don't put your hand in
the
cage.
I don't remember, no, because I don't ever remember you telling me not
yeah,
to do that.
Because...
Like, no, because, like, that's just how we live. Like, we know. But...
So then...
I used to pick them up all the time, just as a point.
Yeah, pre-babies. So, post-babies, which Matthew obviously doesn't remember, papa mouse did not like to be handled, because, you know, he's protecting his young or whatever. So Matthew... decided to stick his hand in the cage. And he got
pick
bit.
It up, yeah, just because it's in my
and
mouth.
He got bit pretty intensely, you know, blood. And my
well,
parents,
yeah, how else is oh, not
well, like you know, there
intensely.
Could be
like
I mean,
no
you got like he like lashed, you know, on your little kid finger. So my parents, being super anti-doctor, were like, "No, like you have a soccer game and you're going." And he's like bleeding out his finger. So,
you know, it, like they stopped the bleeding, so it
yeah,
was okay.
Like they
That's
wrapped
that
they wrapped
yeah,
the finger.
Wrapped
and then Matthew comes up at like halftime in the soccer game and he's like, my finger hurts. We took off the bandage and his finger's like four times the size.
No, it's the weirdest thing because it felt like it's blowing up a balloon. Like that's how your finger, it's like, this isn't natural. Like this doesn't feel
like,
right. And
yeah.
It just, it stuck.
It started turning purple.
Yeah, it stuck straight though. Like it's, it was, I don't know if you've ever had like a like an inflamed like finger, but that's just, it's the weirdest thing because you're trying to bend it and it's just like, I can't do it. It's
yeah.
Like, it's
so my parents were like, "Do you want to finish the game, or do you want to
I
go
did
to the hospital?"
That game.
And
you got to wuss out or what?
Yeah, too.
Put rub some dirt on it.
Yeah.
So then, you know, after Matthew's taken to the hospital finally, and they're like, "Oh, what happened?" He's like, "I got bit by a mouse." And these doctors are just staring at our parents like, "So your son got bit by a wild rodent?" And you made him play a soccer game, which his finger swelled up and looks like it's about to be cut off.
You know, and like I think about that every so often because it's like it's probably me running around sweating, getting all that like all the blood flowing to just like sped up that process.
At like any point when this was happening, did the thought like go across your mind where you might get mouse superpowers?
I think that would have been my first thought.
Yeah, that
I don't think so. That's not usually where you jump to when you get bit by a mouse. That's it's usually like
the first thought.
I don't know.
No, like, what do mouse superpowers even look like? Ability to steal cheese whenever you want.
Ability to scurry and remember things and
what, like
be
yeah,
tested
like
a
life
expectancy. Spawn a numerous baby.
Yeah. That seems like these are
it only
bad
takes
powers.
One time to procreate.
These are bad powers.
If you can.
Oh, no. Mice grow their teeth, I think. They can grow.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
You'd have huge buck teeth.
I fucking... But they grow back, and that's... I mean, that's... Like, you're giving me shitty powers. I'm thinking of trying to find the positive side of this.
What's your name? Mouse Man.
Mouse yeah, man, and you have control over all the mice in the world. Which
I mean, that would actually be a pretty decent
I
power.
Feel like that's a movie already.
No, I'm sure it is.
Someone controls rats.
This sounds more like a villain.
It does.
Yeah. It really does.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, but you had... Okay, so, Denny, you had a hamsters.
I had hamsters
as well.
You had hamsters. Did you ever have pets growing up?
I had plenty, most of which are dead.
Well,
all right, let's just start with the depressing.
No, wait. She has a Maynard in her life. Whose name?
Husky.
Oh my god, okay. Her precious baby girl. His name is Emma. Okay. This is Maynard's girlfriend.
No.
Whoa, I thought Maynard was gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Maynard isn't gay.
I know, he has a pretty good gaydar.
He has a girlfriend. What is he eating?
Food.
He's eating food, guys.
Yeah, that's concerning. But no, I mean, I think with at least with kind of rodents and they have them, it's like at least you can, it's easier to, it's not even easier to take care of, but just like it's easier to handle because it's in that kind of one space and you're not like wondering like a small child, like you're like, what are they doing? Like you stop hearing them for a moment and you're like, this is concerning. Like with a hamster.
You mean how I am with Maynard? I was like, where is he? Where is he going? I don't hear the click.
Yeah, you don't get that like hamsters, huh?
No, you don't.
Yeah, because they're annoying and not stupid wheel all day.
Chill in the cage.
They do. Did you ever have the ball?
Dude, do you know what you did?
You had the ball.
That was fun.
You limited his existence to a little box.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, like the rest of us.
But then again, wait. Aren't we all limiting our existence to a box by living in a house?
Very nice box right here.
I like my box, yeah. But
the difference is that we can technically leave our box whenever.
They could have left their box whenever.
It's debatable.
Choose their box.
Yeah. Choosing is also debatable.
Well, yeah.
Listen, they get free limited food and free water.
Well, I mean, like, but think about it. Like,
if I get free food,
was
free
it organic water, though? Like, yes, it wasn't.
Just spend it in a box.
Water.
The most organic. It's hydro purified. It has minerals.
Natural,
in it.
Naturally purified.
Like, naturally purified with minerals.
It's tap.
It's tap. It's like
naturally purified from the Mount Fiji.
Yeah.
They're a filter that should have been changed like 3 months ago.
Yeah. Hey, honestly,
truth.
I don't know how I feel about those Brita filters either way, because
we just got one.
Yeah.
You just had me get one.
Yeah, that I know, but
it's already solved out.
Yeah, I know, right?
What is it called? Buyer's remorse, like instantly.
We didn't even buy it.
Someone else buyer's remorse for them.
Like, we evolved to drink water from the rivers. We really need like.
Yeah, but we also evolved not to live in communities that have like
chlorine
this many,
in their water.
It's fluoride, but the. We would die if it was chlorine.
Probably lead to.
You know why the U.S. government added fluoride is to make our teeth stronger.
Worse than the Flint case.
I don't know.
That's at least that's what the government wants to tell us.
I think
but like
mind
also,
control.
No, but like think
that's
about
the
all the like the plagues in the world. Like the reason
really
why
though.
We had them is because we lived too close together. Like we're not supposed to be this kind of dense as a population.
As we sit on the second floor of an apartment.
I know. Yeah, it's not. I'm not making my case here, but like. The point is that like
look at Japan, they got it together.
They
yeah,
do.
They
have it,
build up.
But yeah, no, I actually been thinking about that because like they also don't have like you went there, so you would know that they don't have like trash cans on the street usually,
so
right? Or like
no, yeah, usually if, like when you're out and about and you have trash, like from like say you bought like a drink or something, you usually take that with you.
Yeah,
you just hold on to it and
yeah.
put it in your closet.
Yeah, you like you have
I
it in a bag, you put it in your bag, and then you throw it away.
Oh, interesting. Well,
yeah.
I do that anyway.
And then they sort their trash and all that.
Yeah, always sort their trashes.
So. Yeah, but yeah, my point is that like we put trash cans everywhere, and like people can't even do that. Like, that's
honestly
like,
one of my biggest pet peeves is when I take Maynard out for a walk and I see people that don't pick up after their dogs. Like,
yeah, no, like yeah, that's
someone
I mean,
else's lawn that their children might want to play on.
I feel like there's a bad memory that I've just repressed about that, but like I can't like put my finger on it, so I'm just gonna say that it hasn't happened.
The time you played with dog poop?
Yeah, yeah, just like
Teddy, you remember that, right?
Yeah,
I remember
that.
Like
yeah,
it was yesterday.
We all just stared at Matt. We had no idea.
He thought it was chocolate. We didn't let it go.
It was just a weird day. I don't remember a lot of it.
We were just like, Matt, don't
afterwards.
Put that in your mouth. No, no, spit
yeah,
it out.
No,
spit
no.
out.
It's too late. It's already in there.
Yeah, going back to Japan, yeah, they're pretty super clean.
Yeah, and that's like, but that's, yeah, and that's, I think, what I've been thinking about because I run a lot. So I see the trash kind of sitting there, and it's like, there should be kind of a, like, a almost a pride that you take from, like, your community.
Well, that's
know?
Culture. So Japan, you know, in their culture, they teach respect for each other and respect for the planet and respect for your home. And we teach entitlement. So. You're entitled to leave your trash outside your car and run away if you really want to because you're too busy and you're entitled to it. Versus Japan is like, no, I'm going to respect everyone around me and sort my trash correctly and protect the planet.
Well, that also has problems too. Japan can't make children, so.
Yeah, they can make children.
They can make them. It just
they are too respectful to do it.
No. Yeah, no. Seriously, like, I've read a couple things about this, and I hope people who are Japanese don't kill me for this, but there's this thing where couples, there's too much kind of anxiety about actually having sex and procreating that, like, people who finally get to actually do the deed, they have panic attacks, and some of them have died just from that. Like, it's strange, but it's also in the
we
kind
could
of
use
the,
some of that though.
No, I but like
not only that, it's just like having a child in Japan
is
like
hard.
Very,
it's difficult.
And
very
it's
difficult.
Expensive.
Yeah, expensive, difficult. Like there's not many like their work doesn't give that much
family leave,
maternity leave and stuff. So
it's also there's another thing where it's just like the amount that can grow from Japan. They're kind of hitting this limit. Like industrialized countries kind of speed up with that kind of growth rate and then they slow down. Like all when a country becomes industrialized, you see this kind of boom of like 5, 6, 7 children, and then it just dropped down to like 2.2 on average.
Yeah.
But they're
how
negative.
Do you have a 0.2 child?
It's an average. Okay, it's not like you're having a 0.2.
Can't you
like,
just round
just
down to 2?
It's messed up.
It's like oh.
It just like you know,
it's an average.
All of you
it's
guys, you
average.
Three get or
you bear
two.
For a month and a half, and then you
can you five then. Can share this one baby because you're gonna go over the average right now.
Yeah, no, but like it's a negative growth rate. I think in Japan, I think it's a negative 1 or 2%
in Japan. But
yeah.
What about Japanese that have left Japan?
I think that's they're considered something else at that point. Like, if someone immigrates here, they're not considered like German, they're considered American on the census.
Debatable.
Isn't that if they're a citizen?
If they're a citizen, like if they're moving and they're not citizens, I guess. But that's such a small fraction of the population that I don't think it.
Are you really sure it's that small of a fraction nowadays?
Okay, we're talking about people who've left the country with their families have decided.
That's not what I said. I just said they left the country. Like people come here for school and then procreate. Mm-hmm. Or people,
and then what? And then do they go back?
Depends. People come here for school, and then
they procreate.
That's their goal.
Step one: come here for school. Step two: procreate. Like that's their strategy, apparently. Now,
yeah. So that way, you know, the kids become citizens, and then they can apply for them, and then
it's a long haul. But yeah, I think once you become a resident or a citizen, they count you here as a census.
Yeah, but they're still Japanese.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, but
they still have their Japanese citizenship.
They
yeah.
do have their Japanese citizenship, but again, it's like how much do you
how
think...
much do you actually know about the procreation in Japan versus the procreation outside of Japan?
Yeah. Okay, I. Oh my god.
Well, it's small enough where that their population is actually shrinking.
It's shrinking.
With the death rates of their elders going.
Oh,
on
that's
through.
True.
Yeah, so they're not having enough of a new generation to replace the older generation.
Right, and that's just kind of the trends. Like, well, we're having a problem with the baby boomer generation because of the fact that, like, there's so many people getting old and we didn't kind of expect that.
They robbed us.
Okay, yeah. Typical millennial. But, like, but my point is that, like, it kind of, it'll level out because since the age, since we can continue to get older and the average death age is getting higher. It's like there's going to be more old people.
Actually, new studies show that are for the first time in a lot of years that our average whatever life expectancy has actually decreased. I blame sugar.
How much? But
sugar. Huh?
Wait, that's just because you gave it up for lead. Like. That's,
no, there's radio ads now about the dangers of sugar and obesity and type 2 diabetes in children.
Yes,
think about all of the foods we eat, right? So, on top of a bunch of man-made ingredients, most of our foods contain some form of sugar, whether that be high fructose corn syrup or just sugar in general. Because as Americans, we've become very accustomed to a very sweet taste.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you go anywhere else in the world, and I'm pretty sure their bread doesn't taste like sugar.
I know, but it's good here.
I like French bread. Does that count?
French bread.
French
some
bread.
Baguettes.
Some baguettes.
Hard to bite, but it's good.
Yeah.
Good flavor. But
you were just over there. You should
have. I was. I had a croissant every morning.
Croissant's like pretty sweet, but that's because all like the butter.
Well, but I don't know, and I think Joseph and Jessica can attest to this. Is that when you're going over there, you tend to Europe? Is that you tend to eat less sweets on average, and it's like your meals are smaller anyways?
I think that's the big problem: is the portion size.
Portion size as well. Yeah,
these are huge ass portions.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's for sure.
Like, the inside of the plate is supposed to contain all of your food. It's not supposed to go to the edges, guys.
Yeah. The, but, it, yeah, I don't know. It's, I think it's portions, but it's also sugar. I think it's both. I think, well, and here's a counterpoint, is Japan is a blue zone, so they have more people living to 100 than I think most of the world.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't have as much sugar in their normal diet.
No, they don't. I don't think.
Yeah, well, Japanese like taste profile, they actually do like a lot of like sweet things.
But it's not made the same, and the portions of those sweet things are like. Have you seen the Kit Kat portions in Japan? It's like one little cat cut in half and looks really cute, and then you have here you have king size share with friends or eat by yourself.
I don't know why they even say share with friends.
Make yourself feel good that you're going to share this with someone else, but you're really not going to.
I mean, like, this is hard to say after we just like wolfed down a Black Forest cake and cheesecake.
I had one piece.
I had one piece and one
piece. The
oh God, forgive me.
What? No, I mean like it's. Like, yeah, I think it's just part of the problem. Like, I stopped drinking soda the last couple months. I don't drink that much of it, period. But, like, whenever I drink a lot of soda, it just feels, like, bad now.
I haven't drank soda in 5 years now.
Water and tea.
Water and tea, man.
And burr.
I'm sitting here with a bottle of beer.
You're sitting here. I mean, given today's St. Patrick's Day, so like,
yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Whatever day it is,
when this people actually listen to this, if they do.
When they do.
Confident in your podcast, man.
Yeah, we're making this happen.
Yeah, whether
people like it or not. Who wouldn't love me?
See, this is the thing that I know she's going to survive, because it's like she'll make herself laugh. Yeah, please clap.
I don't need anybody to clap. I clap all on my own.
She's like everyone else would go like crazy from just not having people around, and she's just like making herself like crack up.
Honestly, I guess this is a really good example. So I'm a tax accountant, and we have these really horrible seasons called busy season, which all of you guys know is refund time. So
just did my taxes.
I still need to do my taxes, but whatever.
If you're doing your taxes, like, comment, and subscribe.
You got till April.
April 18th, which is also my birthday.
Is it April 18th this year?
Yeah, because of the emancipation holiday.
Her birthday's always April 18th.
No, I know. Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah, okay.
Anyways,
I walked into that one.
Point being, you know, busy season's pretty miserable. You're staying very, very late hours and getting up very, very early hours and dealing with people doing the same thing, basically living on coffee diets. And I was told I'm too happy, because every time I go in the morning, I say good morning and I check on everyone. And they told me, you're too happy, blah, blah, blah. And I just thought to myself, you know, I can't make you happy. At least I'm sitting here laughing. So, yeah, I think
See,
I can survive.
Yeah, I mean,
does that bother you, Matt? Your sister's happiness?
A little bit.
Wow, we ain't deep into anything.
So tell me more about your feelings, Denny.
The psychiatrist.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. What were we saying before? But what were we talking about?
So you were talking about procreating, and so we were actually going to talk about you procreating.
Why were we talking about me procreating?
You brought it up.
We're talking about tax season. Kind of.
Probably after the
post-tax season. Yeah, it is pre and post. Like, it's like stressed out.
No, well, people, you know, have kids to get the dependent. So.
Look at this.
That's the like that's too exact reason just to get a tax exemption.
That's why they get married.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Really.
I mean, that's true.
No one's in it for the love. They're just in it to, like...
To get that... that
to get that extra.
I'm sure my friend loved to write me off.
You cost more than they get to write off.
I feel like now that like I'm going back to school, both my parents are gonna be like, oh no, I can still be a dependent. You're under 26. This is you could be my dependent, and it's like there's gonna be a war kind of about that, because it's like,
oh no, no, No. You can't go back.
I can't go back?
It doesn't work like that, man.
I mean,
what kind of world is
unless
this?
Unless you really want to get into like a tragic situation where you'd have to become a dependent again, you're not going to go back. I don't know how the IRS would feel about that. So.
Yeah, it's like they send me a thing where it's like, you weren't a dependent for a couple of years, and now that you are, this doesn't make any sense. What happened? It's like...
Well, it would be the first time you've gotten a letter from the IRS.
I know. It would.
Really?
No, yeah. Okay, so what ended up happening is that...
Also, I am a tax accountant, and he did not ask me for any advice or help.
I didn't ask you for advice or help because this was before you were a tax accountant, and then I got a letter when
you
were...
Never mess with the IRS.
I know. I was freaked out because I was like, oh my God, this is the end. I've had family members who are just like, oh, whatever about the IRS, but it's just like it's always scary. Like, there's just such a large organization that can really screw you over that it's like when it ends up happening, it's like, oh my God, I need to do whatever they
tell.
So when I get a letter, and basically I had a kind of this
sorry,
this college fund that was set aside when I was younger, but the way that the account worked is that I believe that it was under my mom's name, and so when I got the money, I didn't write that on my taxes because I was like, it was my money in the first place. I was doing taxes by myself, and that's probably my first like indicator that
because,
this is my
you know,
like I understood.
He went to school for it.
I yeah, okay, whatever. But the
get TurboTax.
Yeah, imagine just every year just spent for my 1040.
Easy that you
yeah,
did
right.
not prepare correctly.
It was because I needed a 1099 whatever thing. I got it resolved, but they were like, you owe like thousands of dollars, and I'm like, oh, please don't. And then it was like, and then I paid an accountant, not my sister.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
No, because I asked her, and she's like, I don't know about it. But I went to a certified public accountant, all that stuff. My sister's working on that, so once she gets there, I'm gonna go to her, but. They were like, they said, they just, yeah, she's going to charge me for
sure. You don't know my billing rate, it's pretty high.
No, it's going to be, yeah.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
Hey!
Damn. Family rate, maybe? But yeah, I went there, and then she just wrote a letter to the IRS going like, I made a mistake, here's what's supposed to say, and the IRS is like, all right, that's all we wanted.
I'm sorry. I call it bad.
Please don't take me away.
Me wash many dishes. LOL.
Yeah. But like, they were just cool with that. They're like, that's all we needed. So it's scary. It's kind of like when you get something from, like, if you missed a jury duty.
Oh, you
like,
mean like our mom?
Yeah, our mom missed a jury.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, they for sure. Like, I.
That's your civic duty.
That is your.
You're shirking your one pup.
They'll arrest you for that.
If you don't go to jury duty, like, just hope you don't get pulled over because they'll pull that up. Like,
yeah, but that's really what. But what is like, what is that like? I'm now a fugitive because I decided not to go to jury duty.
Yeah, you're shirking your civic duty.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things.
Well, I always postponed until the week after Christmas when no one is actually doing cases. So.
I did
so
jury
smart.
Duty.
What's even worse is that I get scared because my parents get my mail, so I have no idea if I'm going to call for jury duty, and I get really nervous.
You get like a letter, and it's like from the courthouse of Los Angeles or the courthouse or whatever, and it's like
they don't even look. It's like
no,
3 months later, and they're like, "Oh, here's your mail," and I'm like, "This was a great parking ticket I didn't know about 4 months ago." Like.
Yeah,
now
but then, my point is that like you get this like crazy letter and you're like, oh my God, I hope my life isn't over, and it's like you've been convicted of murder. Like I didn't do anything. It's
send letters for that.
Yeah,
usually
I don't know. Have you been convicted for murder? Like maybe.
So you're due to report as you have been convicted for murder of this person that you don't know.
I don't know. But the point
apparently
is
Matthew's
like,
murdering people and we just don't know about it.
I'm living on the edge.
Intimate with the prostitute.
No, but I got really mad because when I went, I did jury duty over a summer, and I still had to work before that, and it was like getting time off was kind of a nightmare. But when I finally got there, I was like super prepared. I was like, I'm ready to sit here all day. I have a backpack full of like activities. Like, I brought like cash to make sure. Like, I was super prepared. And, like because they have like
off on the jurors.
No, just because
I'm new. Listen to my case now.
I didn't know what the if food anything situation. Except part, yeah, just like all that. I just wanted to make sure I was set. And so I get there, and it's like 2 hours into like sitting there. It's like you get there at 6:30, you get into the room at 7, 2 hours in, and I'm like, I'm ready for the long haul. You get super pumped. And like 2 hours in, they're like, oh, we don't have any more cases, we don't need you guys, go home. Like, I was like, it's almost disappointing. I'm like, you just make me sit here all day. I'm already allocated the time. Like,
do professional juries get paid?
Professional juries? I have no idea.
Because that'd be a great job to just listen to other people's problems. And
I don't. Yeah. What is a professional juror?
Because you know how, like, when I mean, according to QV, you know how they'll like interview jury members. Like, you know, like, prosecution will interview people and they'll, like, say if they're, like, can be jurors or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do they go search people? I think there's professional jurors somewhere.
I don't, because it's random.
Yeah, I thought it's like...
not if random, anything but... really random, we're in a collapsed democracy.
Okay, yeah, we're not gonna
be a professional juror.
I would love to judge other people all day long.
Yeah, but like, how much are you getting paid? $20?
To get paid for judging people all day long.
It's so much weighty.
But you have a backpack full of activities, so how can you go wrong?
I feel like I want to do
what
more.
What activities did you bring? That's what I want to know.
So I brought a book.
Okay.
I think I had...
Most people would stop there.
No.
Headphones usually.
No, but like, that's... I have a tendency to do that, but I'll get into that in a second. But like, I had
taxes.
I had a handheld console, a 3DS, because you know, in a couple games. I don't know.
Millennials will stop there.
I had my iPad for reading manga. I don't know.
So you brought a book and an iPad.
Look, I want choices. Like, this is my thing. I like choices.
Did the courtroom have Wi-Fi?
It did.
Van Nuys.
I don't frequent a courtroom.
That would suck.
Yeah, I'd like
feign Spanish and just be like, no hablo inglés.
No, you just say you're like super religious with like very strong political views.
What did this guy do? Murder? I hate murder.
No, I love murder. Please, I want to watch. Give me all the details.
Murder is one of my commandments in my religion.
Yeah,
and I feel that anyone that commits murder is going to the seventh ring of hell.
But like, but the thing is that it's one of those things where like people who don't get on the jury because they want to get out of it are probably the people that should be on the jury in the first place, because they're like, they really think about it and they evaluate the situation. They're like, I don't want to be here and I have better things to do, so I'm not going to do it. And it's like, these are the people you really want choosing for you, instead of the people who are like, I have free time anyways. So
he's
like,
chosen the juror, right?
Right.
It's like, yeah, you did it, duh.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's been 10 minutes. It's over.
The first piece of evidence comes out. Yep, he's done.
He's done. Fingerprints are on it. Go. next case.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm a frequent overpacker for activities, because I hate people.
For activities.
But I mean,
like Step Brothers, so much activity.
I know, but like, I don't
carve out a spot. Dude,
was there a tent in there too that you pitched in the middle of the courthouse?
Dude, I wish.
And it was like, do not enter, spelled backwards.
I wish I brought a pill. Man, that would have been like icing on top of the cake.
Have you seen, so there's this like asking on TV thing I saw, where it's like a pillow you would bring on a plane. Basically, it's not like a neck pillow. It's a thing that hooks around the back of the seat behind you, and you just
I've seen that.
And it's like...
it's like a hammock for your head.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I have fallen asleep on planes with my head on the seat in front of me. Just like, you've seen me.
I have. It's weird.
I just like put my head forward.
You know, I'm the normal, like, little bit to the side. I'm okay with like getting my neck all in a crink, but like, she's just like, It's on the chair, like in front, and you're like, is she dead? No, she's still breathing apparently, but I feel...
I think it was even worse. It's like, I've had flight attendants like tap me like, are you okay? And I'm like...
The worst is when they tap you like for like food service.
Oh, yeah.
You wake up and you're like drilling.
Yeah.
What do you
you're
want?
In the middle of like slurring like... What? Do you want peanuts? No!
No, leave me alone.
I obviously was in the middle of a great dream.
Well, it's that thing where you're like... Because you can't... No one dreams or like sleeps really like... I don't know, like beautifully, cutely, especially when you're waking up. So it's like you're trying to keep all composed and you just fall asleep and it's just like, and you know you look bad and you're like looking over.
Honestly,
you're trying to make up for it. And you're like, no, I do not want anything. And it's like, why? Why? Like, what are you trying to...
Actually, I have a really bad story. So
you gotta act like you weren't sleeping when
yeah,
you
like, oh, like, no. I was simply resting my eyes. Like,
oh, let me take these fake earbuds out right now. What did you say? I'm so sorry. Actually, one of the worst stories I have about waking up on a plane was I accidentally... Well, I was asleep.
What were you
doing? On the aisle seat. And I don't remember. I think I was going to Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Or Chicago. Maybe New York. I don't remember.
Okay.
So,
jet center over here. All the flights that I go on.
I don't know.
Maybe I was going to Asia? Or...
I was going someplace I've never been. So... I had my elbow slipped out into the aisle, and I guess the person that was pushing the cart didn't realize that my elbow was in the aisle and smashed my elbow with her cart, like right in my funny bone.
I remember this because you told me about this.
I literally jumped with like a start, you know, like you want to get up because you, and I was like strapped into my seatbelt, so I'm like trying to get up. It was like this half ass, like, ah! The lady's like, what happened? I was like, you slammed into my elbow. She's like, are you sure? And I was like, no, I just convulsed for no reason. Like, she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, and I'm like, so
I would hate to be, I would hate to be next to you because it's just like, those are the things I don't want to see on a plane. Like, those are like,
person,
like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. This is the worst case scenario. Like,
and then I got stuck when I came back from Italy, the other terrible time.
Why?
I got stuck. I was like a three seat. I was next to the window, which I thought would be amazing. But I got stuck next to some crazy person that literally spent like the 12-hour flight writing in a journal, and he like obsessively keep writing. So he had like stacks on stacks of journals sitting next to me. And I kept like trying to look over and see what the frick he was writing. Because I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna be like the next star, like ugly sleepers in this fucking train next to me.
I mean, you could be famous.
And like, I kept looking, and obviously it was in Italian, so I couldn't read it. And he like would see me looking, and he'd like pull the book to his butt. And I like tried to make small talk, like, oh,
and,
hi.
No,
I'm
and
it's
probably
Angeles.
Like,
yeah. I was like, you're from Los Angeles, I'm cool. And he was like, definitely not having it. So
I always loved listening to like plain small talk. Just from like people like,
oh my god,
just to see
you. So what are you doing? Oh, I'm going on an audit. You're what? Yeah, I'm a tax auditor. Oh, okay. Bye. I've heard some really awful plane conversations. Pretty bad.
On planes, you usually go for like the aisle seat or the window seat?
I try to go window first, and then if I can't get window, I go aisle.
Yeah, then you're in the middle.
I don't mind middle as long as I know a person on either one of the sides.
Yeah.
I always try to go for aisle seat.
Aisle's good.
Just for the easy
access. Well, it just depends on how long the flight is. Like, if it's like a 1 or 2 hour flight, aisle, like, done. But, like, if it's a long flight and I'm going to sleep, I want that window.
No. For the longest flights that I've had, I think I was on an aisle seat.
That's because I put you there.
No. No, this is... Okay, so my mom decided we were going to go to Spain. And so instead of going straight to Spain, my mom sent me on a flight to Turkey. And then from there, I went from Turkey to Germany. And from Germany, I went to Spain.
Hey.
I know, but like, that was like, I don't know why. I was on a plane for over 24 hours, which is just not fun. But the good thing is from the flight from like this 20-something hour flight or whatever to Turkey, I had an aisle seat, and it was a row of three, and I had the aisle seat. The person who was supposed to be in the middle didn't end up showing up.
I love that.
And then, yeah, it was great.
Perfect.
And then there was a person on the window, and I like the aisle because...
Did you share the moment with the person in the window? Be like...
Yes.
Oh, no, I did. We talked about it. We sat there because I think he was actually the middle seat, and he just took the window. And I was like, and we're sitting there, and we're like, this is the great, like, we never have to ever talk ever again. Like, this, that avoids all that.
Just,
but it's
a
just,
slight nod.
It's a slight nod, and it's like,
well, it's like bro
we made
code,
it.
Though. Guys are always like that. When you're a girl, it's like people feel obligated to talk to you, and it's like,
no, but my
I'm
point
okay.
is that, like, since my legs
right?
are long. It's just like the aisle seat's a little bit. You can put your feet out in the aisle for a little while and just
until they get run over by a metal car.
Yeah, but like, but it's easier. I don't know. I'm already cramped in the plane anyways, so it's not fun. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, women tend to do small talk on planes a lot more than guys do. Guys, it's just the nod. It's like, hey, I'm gonna be sitting next to you for a couple hours. Do you mind? Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I don't mind. Sit there. It's like.
Well, I'm now accustomed. I have a plain outfit now.
Do you?
To avoid social interaction.
Let me hear this.
Okay, so I have my like funky tribal pants that kind of look like maybe she's a hippie, maybe not, with my like comfy black shoes. Not ugly, they're cute.
Just want to reiterate that.
Just making sure, they're very cute.
You gotta be comfortable.
No, you do. Absolutely. That's,
with like a regular black top, so you know, I'm like, she's like kind of normal. But then, the killer part, I have this long sweater that covers my hands and I can pull the hood and it covers my entire face. And so I have that with my headphones in with a leather jacket on top, which is just like, what is wrong with this girl? Let's not talk to her.
And you were and you were wondering why the guy was frantically writing in journals next to you on the way home from Italy, like, this person's crazy. I'm going to write this note to my family because I don't know how much longer I might have to live.
Well, my thing is I also sleep with my mouth open on planes, so
you do.
I have like a really bad habit of doing that, and like I wake up and I'm sick because I've been breathing in this disgusting air like the entire flight. No, because usually my mouth is like so far open that it like prevents the snoring.
It's yeah, it's just that like
that cheap.
Traveling with my brother is the worst. So
is it
the fact that on plane flights he snores so loud and I have to sit next to him and he'd be like,
I would totally book his seat like completely separate and then be one of those people like, what's wrong with him? Tell that guy to stop snoring.
I can't
wait
about it.
Yeah, no, next time it's like, yeah.
Plug his nose, just keep like plugging it.
Like, how did that work?
Walk by and just, like, stare at me. I'm like, yeah.
How long was the flight to Japan?
So that was like what, 12, 14 hour flight.
Right, and yeah. So, like, how long was he asleep for?
Good 6 hours.
Like, he's a good plane sleeper, just not for everybody else.
He's comfy.
Yeah, oh, I would totally plug his nose.
I think that would be just mortifying to like realize that I'm a
honestly though
snorer.
Like
no, I'm a plane sleep. I'm a plane snorer. I am, and it's gotten to the point where my mom will not let me sleep on a plane because of it. So on my trip,
just so bad.
On my trip to Europe, I could not sleep, and I think that fixed my jet lag when I got there. But on the other hand, I was fatigued when I got there.
Yeah, so like, what do you do for like
and you're bored because you don't have a bag full of activity.
See, no. On a plane, that's what it's appropriate to have a bag full of activities.
That's what I'm saying.
But see, I don't know about if jury duty is the right place to have a bag full of activities, but a plane, for sure. I had my 3DS.
Yeah,
I had books. I had my phone that I had saved a bunch of articles that I could just like breeze through. Thank you. But jury duty though. That's a
what else are you going to be doing? You're
I don't know.
Sit
listening
there.
To the case, maybe.
No. Okay. Look, I wasn't put on a case. I was just sitting there waiting for like, what are you going to do when they're interviewing other people? It's just going to be like, oh, you just sit there for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
You bust out the Xbox. Plug it
in your time.
I feel like that's like, but that's kind of, you brought your computer to class, even though you're doing you're doing engineering stuff. Like I brought
OC class.
Computer.
I don't play OC class. I'm very much aware that that's not the place.
But like I've had like, and I majored in psych, and so like when I went to lectures halls, it's like, what do you need like a Word document to take notes? Like you don't need your computer, but there would be people with gaming computers like set up and like plugged in, and it's like, this is unnecessary. This is like, you're taking up like so much space, desk space here.
Yeah, but you know what, those guys, they always come to class early and on time. You know why? Because they need the outfits.
I used to take my computer to class.
No, you can take your computer. Like, it's fine. The only thing is that, because I'm fighting for the left-handed seat. Like, because there's always a aisle full of left-handed seat, and all the rest of them are right. And like, I'm
the left side of the class.
No, because the table flips the other way. So, and it's easy.
Is there
to
really?
It does. Yes.
Is there really left-handed seats?
Yeah,
I wouldn't know.
See,
that's
why.
Small population
yeah,
of the
so,
world.
Yeah,
so.
You don't understand my struggle, but that's the thing is like I'm vying for the seats next to them because those are always next to the outlet. So it's like, and then there's people who are like, oh, I just want to sit an aisle, and I'm like, do you understand what it is to be left-handed? You don't, do you? So one of my classes, like there was a line of left-handed people, and we all saved seats for each other just because we would mad dog people as they go by, like, oh, you're not taking that. Are you left-handed? No, I don't think so. Just move along.
Jesus.
We had like a left-handed like mafia.
We did.
I know.
But like you needed to. Like that's because everyone wanted those seats.
Or you can just adapt and be normal.
Damn.
I felt that. I'm left-handed.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny is I used to tease him when you were younger that he had the devil inside of him because he was left-handed. Hashtag traffic upbringing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tried being ambidextrous.
I know. I tried being anything, and I can't write for anything. So it's like,
I think that's a good story to tell.
A story to tell? Like, what is it? Just I can't.
No, you're dysgraphia.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Okay, so when I turned 18, or I was going to go into community college at the time, and I'm like, I'm talking to my mom, and we're talking about the fact that I think my aunt has dyslexia and my cousin has it, and she's like, oh, we got you tested for that. And I was like, oh, you know, I've gone through a panel of tests before because it's just my writing has just been kind of really bad.
It looks like his brain and his hand had seizures in between.
I don't know. It's just, it's not good, and it's like, I've worked really on it my entire life, essentially.
Well, yeah,
and
that's usually what people do with their writing. They work on it their entire lives.
You top off sometimes. Usually you're like, you know, I'm okay with this, and mine's just like, nope, it's still bad. But so I'm talking with my mom, and she's like, we got you tested. And I was like, so what are the results come in? And she's like, well, you came back as potentially being dysgraphic and dyslexic. And I'm like, isn't that important knowledge to know? Like, this is not something you're like, oh, I guess. No, probably not. And she's like, no, I just didn't want you using it as an excuse. And I'm like, that's not an excuse. It is, I am dyslexic and dysgraphic. And if for those who don't know, dyslexia is you switch around letters when you're reading. Dysgraphia is that basically you switch around letters and don't know how to write properly. Like, it just doesn't translate to your hand. And like, this would be really good knowledge, especially to all the teachers that I've ever talked to. And then they're just like, oh, no, he has bad handwriting. It's like, no, I might have this thing that prevents me from writing correctly. And it's like, I mean, it's good. It's true.
You mean willpower?
Wow. No, that's seriously. That's like, that's, dude, I didn't want to use it as an excuse. And she's like, you made it this far. And I'm like, boy, baby, like, I could have been something. Could have been a champion.
Could have been master.
I could. Like, I mean, I
how are you that people were just start typing things down?
I'm happy, like, I live in this era because it's like, I couldn't imagine, like, writing those long form letters.
Oh, man.
And, like, those, it'd just be worse. Like,
I would love that.
No, yeah, you would, because you can write well. But, like, for me, it's like, I'd spend, like, 3 days on, like, a paragraph, and it's just like, I need to make sure this is completely legible. And sometimes when I'm looking at it, I'm like, I understand everything. It's completely legible. Someone comes up and it's like, I don't understand any of this people. And I'm like, how can you not?
Have you tried
it's
the
perfect.
All caps method?
Okay. Hey, I do that a lot.
Me too. Well,
yeah.
I
have.
Especially fast hand is so much easier.
But I've just relied on this thing where it's like, when I take notes in class, I don't actually ever look at my notes ever again. It's like, I learn the information because I have to. I'll write something. I don't know what it is later, but it's something. And it's like, oh, I learned the lesson because of it. And if I end up typing, I actually pay less attention to the lesson, but
really,
yeah, I have trouble with it. It distracts me a little bit. I mean,
there's something about handwriting that makes it a little bit easier to like retain. I've noticed
handwriting in blue ink is actually the best way to retain.
Okay, get your blue ink out of here. Blue ink's stupid.
Oh my god, I only write in blue ink.
I only write in black ink.
I've always
been explains.
Then I highlight in blue.
This
or
explains.
Underline in blue. Yeah.
I like to categorize,
I don't
like
anything.
I like to outline my notes where it's like one thing and then like another tier of thing and then another tier.
Oh yeah,
thing.
I tier everything.
And then
too,
and
yeah.
then the tiers will be different colors and then like level
wow.
of importance. Like red is like you need to know this for whatever.
That's
you
what stars
to
are
know.
For. Have little stars.
Ah yeah.
Again, I don't read my notes, so I don't know what's.
I write them down once and then I remember it and then I go to the test and I'm like, shit,
what's
what
I
write
have
down?
To. No, I've developed a really good memory out of necessity. For that, like I remember everything I hear, but I have to hear it. So
yeah.
If I don't hear
you
it,
you remember everything you hear.
Oh man,
I have to hear it.
That's a pretty bold.
I have to
it
hear
is.
It.
17 and
Gideon. I'm trying to think.
I know. I was like,
thinking. Now you have
so
to
when
remember.
So you were
what
eight.
But yeah, no, I guess that black and blue thing kind of sums up our relationship.
Yeah, I'm blue and everything happy. I take
blue is sad, Jessica.
Blue ink is like happy. Like I'm happy looking at blue ink.
But like blue is considered like the sad
It's blue okay. is you considered sad to weak people.
See, every color has like,
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Good God.
Blue See, is the color of the ocean and the sky, which also makes people happy.
See, every color has a dark side to it. You know, you think of green, you think, you know, optimism, you think happiness, but on the other side, it's also jealousy.
And
you
greed.
Know? You think, yeah, and you think yellow, it's like, you know, it's bright, it's like, you know, vibrant. But on the other hand, it's also kind of batshit insane.
And pee.
Yeah, and you think of...
okay, that's might be what you think, but yeah.
And you know, you think red, you think passion, you think, you know, emblazoned, you know, just like... ardor and love, and on the other hand, you think like, you know, blood, war, etc. It's like
pink.
You know,
mean girls.
I'm not the one.
AIDS.
I mean,
okay. We could go there.
We could go there. Yeah, I mean that's true.
There. You got me there.
Why did you just tell him, ask him something you already knew the answer to?
Yeah, he's a Jake Coleman, and you think of.
I read a story. I was walking on campus, and usually when I walk on campus, like going to class or going back to like my dorm or whatever, I'm like headphones on. I'm just like walking, not really paying attention, and just like because I want to go to where I want to go. So there's one day they had these group of like tables giving out bracelets for like cancer awareness. And usually what's set up on those tables are like pamphlets for like whatever, like I was like, hey, come to this like event or whatever. So I'm walking down, and then they come to me like, hey, here's you want a bracelet for cancer awareness? And in my mind, in my like listening to music, not really looking at like they're trying to like give me something I don't want. So I say, no thanks.
you walked into that situation, Danny.
And then the girl was like, you don't want to spread cancer awareness. I'm like, wait, what?
So what does it say about you that like you and me, it's like where your first thought with pink is like cancer awareness, like and AIDS, where instead like the first negative comes to pink is like gay.
Wow, dude.
So yeah,
it is 2017.
You know what I'm like? Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
With the homosexual.
Hey, no, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not, you know,
but that's. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to mind when you said pink.
That gays are rainbows. So.
Yeah, okay, you got
true.
Me there. You got me
yeah,
there.
That's true. How are you going to refute
Barbie.
That? Yet?
Barbie is what came to mind when you said pink. Because I had my Malibu Barbie that you ripped the head.
Wow. Oh, damn, dude.
I did that with all of your Barbies. Thank you. I wasn't discretionary to any of
you. Yeah, all my collector Barbie dolls, you went into the boxes and ripped off their heads.
That's
savage,
yeah.
Words right out of my mouth.
I don't even know why.
What
I did
was
that.
The retribution?
I cried a lot. Well, I think I tried beating him up, and then that was.
What
awesome.
Do you mean you tried? You never tried. You don't try anything. You just do it.
That's actually a really true statement.
So
that actually might set me up pretty well. You don't try anything. You just do it.
Do it or not. There is no try. Wise
yeah.
words.
Yeah.
What was your retribution to the?
It's just
war.
Been a. It's just
do
been
it again.
A,
just have a sword.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Master, please, just this once, let me use my full potential.
This once, I mean, my brother fight. I don't remember about what, but I busted out a sword.
Okay, but think about it this way: like when I was growing up, when I was growing up, it's like I have an older sister who beat me up, and so like when guys fight, it's like oh, just let them hash it out. When a guy and a girl fights, it's like you defend the girl.
Wait,
she's
yeah,
older than
is,
me, she's bigger than me, she beats
nice.
Me up, and it's like if I try to fight back, it's like Matt, don't hit girls. And I'm like, she's not a girl, she's my sister. Like there's a difference to me. And then like, and when I finally got big enough, she's like, oh no, I'm a dainty girl, don't hit me. And it's like, come on, all these years and I finally have the upper hand.
Whoa.
Well, you hit me anyway, so
oh yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I tapped you, and then I got
you did not tap me. You slapped my head so hard I had a headache.
When was that?
Oh my god! Call dad.
Concussion plays.
Yeah.
He's like, I only get one hit. I'm gonna get worth it.
Long haul, dude.
Wait, actually, Joseph, you have the opposite situation because you have younger sisters.
I do.
What? How does that dynamic, like fighting dynamic, work?
Let's put it this way. I have advantage in strength checks.
Okay.
I have the advantage in charisma.
There we go.
So, where I can easily overpower them, they can easily appeal to mom and dad.
Ah.
I legit remember one time where my littlest sister, like, ticked me off real bad, and I was, like, 11 at the time. So I hung her upside down by the toes in the closet.
Oh my god!
I'm trying to imagine.
Wait, okay, I just want to take a moment, and you can now apologize for calling me the worst older sibling in the world.
But my point is that I think you would. Yeah, how do you do that? Like, I want to know how you did that.
Like, I get, I'm gonna hang by the toes. And then you gotta, how do you execute something?
Honestly, that's really impressive.
I just
like, I'm not even know why.
Yeah, I was like, I've never even thought about that. Like,
no, and then it was a weird, like, it was like a weird, like, Pugsley situation where, like, she could have totally, like, cried and, like, complained about it, but it was like a, swing me. And yeah, she kind of, I think she had fun with it because, you know, she wasn't crying about it and she didn't complain about it, so. It ended up being one of those, like, you know, like, what else?
You got lucky, you mean?
Yeah, it was like a... This
Justin
been,
was frustrated she was not.
This could have
been
it's
all the blood that rushed to her head
at the time, I got the rage out, and I got, like, you know, all the pent-up aggression out of the way, and she was like, what's next?
And you're like,
and I'm just
what?
Like, I'm going to watch TV now. I miss my Fox Kids and my Kids WB, like...
Four kids.
No, this was before Four Kids. Oh, okay. This was like when it was all Fox Kids with the I can't remember what shows were on Fox Kids.
I just remember trying to wake up early enough for Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh
I remember waking me up for Yu-Gi-Oh on the weekend.
It said 6:30 in the morning.
It was early. It was so early. I remember that specifically.
The Japanese cartoons.
Yeah.
You tell me something I want to watch at 6:30 in the morning, I'll tell you I'm gonna download that.
now we do that.
Honestly, I don't.
That time.
But okay, but that. It kind of built something in you, you know. Like kids don't have to do that now.
Disappointment. That's what it felt when I didn't wake up at 6:30.
No, okay, but look at like then you would do it. Like you had something you had to work for. If you didn't get up at that time, you really couldn't watch the show.
Yeah.
Like that was it.
It
nowadays,
was
it's just like oh, YouTube it.
Do you remember like waking up at 8 o'clock, watching an episode of Pokemon, like crying over the fact that Pikachu like ran away?
Oh my god! And then what
was
after Pokemon? It was
some
really dumb.
You know what's weird
too.
Is that of all the like cassettes. Hard, VHS tapes I have. Like, that's the one episode that I have. Like,
oh, man.
And it's like, why did I get this one? Like, it's probably a gift somehow, but, like, that's, like, I watched it a couple times, and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't keep putting myself through this.
I cry every single time I watch the Pokemon movie.
That's because it's not worthwhile.
Oh, my God.
That was the first, like, movie I ever cried at.
I just sit there and cry. It's just so, I mean, not that it takes a lot for me to cry.
No,
movies,
but, you know.
Pokemon knew how to tug at 6-year-old heartstrings.
What do you say?
Bye-bye, Butterfree. Goodbye, Pikachu.
Oh, my God. Bye-bye, Butterfree.
I remember when I watched that movie in theaters, there was a kid sitting next to me that we became friends during that movie. And I just after the movie, we...
But you'll remember that. You and your forever friends. It's like you'll see him 20
like
years
later. We hyped
each
other up when the when stuff was going down. We were like, dude, did you see that? And then my mom was like, what are you
say no to strangers. Yeah, no. What other ones were like, kind of like emotional? Like that was like an emotional.
Air Bud.
Iron Giant.
I'm still scared of that movie. I won't watch it. I even cried at
scared.
Yeah, like it makes because it's sad. It makes me like I can't watch the beginning of Bambi ever.
Oh, that's. Let me preface this. That was one of my favorite movies when I was growing up, and so I like to watch it all the time.
It's fucking depressing.
I like the movie. It's a good movie.
His mom dies. Yes,
yeah,
great
movie.
The
year was Manchester by the Sea. You know.
Yeah, it was. I mean, like. But Bambi was my favorite movie, and I just remember my sister, like, being like, no, don't put it on, what are you doing, this is the worst thing ever, and it was like, and the only movie I don't think I can watch for the Disney that often is The Fox and the Hound, just because it's...
Yeah, and you tortured me with that one, too!
I mean, I did what I could. but... I mean, she got me back.
When you presented itself, I took advantage.
Dad, you said it was my pick. Let's watch her cry.
Yeah.
I literally would leave the room. That's probably why I liked reading so much, because he'd put these stupid movies on that made me cry, so I'd be like, I'm going to go read a book.
Look at them. This extends into adulthood, and it's like, yeah, we're going to watch Schindler's List tonight.
Schindler's List. 5 centimeters per second every night, all night.
Yeah, he keeps trying to tell me to watch this stupid
movie.
You
should watch the movie. It's a good movie.
No.
It's a good movie.
And it just makes you feel like your life is falling apart after. It's not Like,
nah, I mean, that's Grave of the Fireflies.
Yeah.
I didn't
you made
want,
me watch
no,
that,
I, no,
too.
I wasn't me.
I tell you, at the time, I woke, it was like a Saturday, and I like, I had nothing to do, and I woke up, it's like 10 a.m. I was like, I'm going to watch 5 centimeters per second.
That's the end of the day.
So I was in bed watching the movie, and I'm like, I'm not getting out of here.
That's it. You do it at the end of the day when you're already depressed. That's how you watch that movie.
I haven't watched this movie, but just so anyone knows, basically it's an anime that illustrates two childhood friends
coming slowly farther apart. It's the author's basically saying the relationships come apart. Drifting apart at 5 centimeters per second. It's really good movie. It's just very sad. But like,
yeah, sounds great.
I don't know. Like, I wasn't the one who wanted to watch Grave of the Fireflies. That's already, like, that title is already bad.
That was a harsh
But, name. Like, I just, no, because, like, I couldn't watch scary movies and just go, like, watching scary movies. And I would get terrible nightmares. So, like, where do I go? Sad.
It's a different kind of scary.
It is. And right.
Okay.
But the only thing I think we agreed with is that, like, my dad had to rent Jurassic Park so many times because my sister and I wanted to watch that
movie.
Yeah,
we love that movie.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
I don't know
obsessed
why. It's
with
so
it.
Good. I still watch it. Like, I watched it in theaters when it came back out. It was amazing. Jeff Goldblum, yeah. Life finds a way. But, like, he had done it so many times. He's like, I don't even know why I didn't buy the movie.
He
just was like...
He said that he probably spent over $70
wow.
in rental fees.
Wow.
Good movie.
Back in the day of Blockbuster and Hollywood.
We had Lakeside Videos, our local video store. And they're like, oh, Jurassic Park, we got it for you.
I don't think, like, people do that anymore, right? Like, walk into a Blockbuster.
Honestly, and I miss that. Like, you have, like... You get to see really random. I mean, you have Netflix now, but that shit sucks.
Well, like, they have an algorithm now for Netflix, so.
But
they
like for me,
stuff.
It was not even just about the movie. It was like we'd walk into like a Hollywood Video, and mom was like, "We're getting a movie, and then you can get one.
You
game.
Get one.
Yeah.
And then
well,
the wall of games. And like this one looks cool.
Mm-hmm. But then you had to stick with it, and you watched it all the way through, and you end up.
Well, and then we used to do it, like, we'd have, like, family movie night. So, like, all of us would go to the video game store,
yeah, given,
get dinner.
At this point, it was the four of us. So our,
four?
Well, it's us two and then the other two siblings.
The other two?
Well, yeah,
yeah.
There was four
of us, which was interesting trying
yeah.
to figure out a good movie. But we would do that. And then we'd get dinner out. We'd get our snacks. We'd get the movie. So it was, like, a whole night. And now
then,
it's just,
yeah.
like, turn on Netflix. Oh, like, the Roku's not working. It's just such a different...
Nothing looks good.
Yeah, I don't really know if I ever
Let's watch my favorite YouTube person contour their face.
Okay, I've never done that, but I know that happens a lot. Like, you had that choice and you had to kind of stick with it. And I remember the video game thing too, because I went and didn't matter if it was a bad game. You had to
because
like,
you didn't even know.
Like, you didn't know because
you
just
look at like what game this is. You just look at the cover like this guy looks cool. That's
yeah.
Cool. Let's spend 1 week with this thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sucked. Most of the time it sucked. But a lot of times, most of the time you found like something like really
a gem, and
yeah.
you'd play through it. But I think you had to kind of go through that experience of like choosing bad movies and choosing bad games. And it's like everything now is so
Yelp.
Easy.
Yelp.
Yeah.
Easy Yelp for everything.
Yeah. And even at that age, like, sucky wasn't like
it wasn't bad. It's like you just.
It's like now you have a lot of expectations that you have before something comes in, because like you have
right.
people like having reviewed things before release or whatever. But you know, before it was just like you kind of look at something, you're like, okay, that's cool, and then you kind of go into it completely blind, and you walk out of it thinking, okay, that wasn't that wasn't bad. But now it's like that wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be.
Well, that's there's true. That whole thing where it's like anything that's under like a certain like. 80 or 90 like as a rating, people just don't go watch anymore, you know. It's like there's no bother.
I don't know,
people
still see the Transformers movies.
There's a difference between ratings and people that are just very good looking on a movie.
Well, yeah, I mean there's people still watch the
Adam Sandler movies.
I don't know,
hilarious. do they really?
Yeah, but now they're on Netflix.
Didn't this last movie just totally flop?
Which one?
I don't know. One of them.
The secret. They're on Netflix now, so they're not.
Yep.
I mean, his thing is that he likes to just mess around with his friends, and so that's what he does. He's like, I make movies so I can mess around with my friends.
Oh yeah. So
I mean, that's what the stage.
I mean, that's
be.
What we're basically doing right now.
He's rich to the point where he can afford to like make a movie just to have fun with his friends.
But he's also like lovable in Hollywood. Like, no one is like, as much as his movies might not be everyone's favorite, no one's gonna be like, Adam Sandler's horrible. Like. No, everyone likes Adam Sandler.
That's true. But yeah, all right. This is going to be the end of the recording, just because I think we've already gone over an hour.
Have we really?
Yeah. And then I'm
on
gonna,
one question.
On one question.
Yeah, we haven't
even
got
why,
to a full
yeah, why?
Yet.
Obviously, we kind of took a tangent there, but that was kind of the point. But yeah, so I'm gonna be the one who probably listens to all of this, and so I'm gonna. But hopefully, in the future, you guys will listen to it, everybody, and hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, bye.
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 I'm Ira Glass, and this is copyright infringement.
Yeah, this is copyright infringement. All right, let's end on that, so I don't have to start.